Well, when you left that area, the first place you went was Ormwood Park?
When I was working with the Bird, we first lived in Midtown. I lived on 9th and 8th, then 7th. Then we moved over to Ponce Highlands. And when the Bird got burnt down, there were a whole bunch of us who worked on the Bird who were living at 650 Seminole, which is like one block south of Ponce de Leon. And it turns out later, a friend of mine who was all into, she was like growing up in 1980s in Tucker. But she's all into the 60s stuff, and she just loves all the 60s stuff. She moved into that house later and was exploring around and found a whole huge cache of Birds that were left in the attic. And we had people living up in the attic, and they must have just left the paper there. But she was so excited. So she's got a huge stash of old papers.
I can understand that.
Right, right. So she's a good 25 years younger than me, but she loves all that stuff. You know, just,
yeah, we've run into quite a few of those kids that, oh, I wish I'd lived then. They go, well, it wasn't all as glamorous as some of it sounds.
She does a radio show on WMLB, the 1690 AM station, on Wednesday nights from 8 to 10. So it's mostly garage rock. So the Nuggets kind of stuff that Lenny Kaye put out in, 73?
Yeah.
But I forget the exact name of the program, but it's every Wednesday night from 8 to 10. And her name is Vicki Vaden. She's got a couple other people on there working with her now. Her longtime partner, Susie Moran, left to go to New Orleans. So she's got Richard Wigg and Glennis Ward working on it now.
That's a great station, great asset to have around here.
It's a good program she puts on, you know, and a lot of times it's like obscure stuff you've never heard of, but it's still good.
Another good radio, Swami has a radio station show now.
Oh, he does.
And it's pretty good. Has call-ins. And
same station?
No, it's on, I have to go look it up. Because he sent me a thing to publicize it.
This is Swami Gone Bananas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That he plays all types of records. A lot of it's on the internet. I mean, it plays out through the internet, too. But he takes requests and call-ins. And so sometimes he'll have talk with people on the air. But he plays a good mix of music, mainly 60s-oriented stuff.
There's a thing called Strange Ways, which is an internet radio station. And I know a guy in Seattle who does a kind of a dark wave program. It's mostly Bauhaus and similar groups like that from the 80s goth scene, but some dark wave and some just 80s synth pop. But it's mostly that, you know. And he does, I think it's like every Monday night from 8 to 10, something like that.
There's a lot of good stuff on the radio that you can get access to all over the world.
Right.
So different growing up in South Georgia. You had to wait till 11 o'clock till the Heaviside Layer went down and you could pick up Memphis and Chicago and stuff. Otherwise, it was, you better like country music.
I used to listen to driving late at night on the interstate. You know, driving from town to town, you could pick up WLAC in Nashville.
Yeah.
It's all this old soul and religious music, and when I was a kid, listening to faraway stations, I could get Braves broadcasts from WLS in Chicago or WWVA in Huntington, West Virginia.
The thing was listening to Cousin Brucey in New York.
I never heard him. I heard of him, but I never heard him.
He was would come in real well in my hometown after about 11. Mm-hmm. You could tune in and you'd hear records that maybe in a couple of months they might make it. You'd hear them on the local radio station. So it's real good glimpse into the outside world.